that language had changed so much.
Yeah.
Hold on. If I do this with music under it, it makes it so much harder for him to clip this. But what I was going to say was like,
okay, wow. You know, he won't clip any of this because your goal is for it to be clipped. None of this will be clipped ever.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. Yeah, my hopes have been dashed. All right.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Yeah, my hopes have been dashed. All right.
Yes. Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4227. The BFO for Wednesday, the 17th of April, 2024. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. A little show. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day. Big Fatty, mind if I take a nap?
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty. I'm having my Cheerios.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
And a lovely, just lovely good morning to you, Big Fatty. Bananas, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, I'll tell you why your bananas a little bit later on, but y'all wishing us a good morning, Big Fatty. Y'all, that was my Northeast straight Yay! And y'all, then that was that Walter Snicker Snicker from the Stink Pot Show. And y'all, the chair of the So-So Question Dance, Kathy Marshall.
Miss Kitty and Olive are his friends, and then there's young Nicholas too. Granny and Herwood are his pals, and he is our Fatty the Pooh. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, that famous podcaster who natters and stuff. He's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, master of that special chair. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, he loves a puppet show with guys who are buff. It's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, showing off his big old pair.
Oh, Big Fatty, we always know you don't have shit to talk about when you play the Fatty the Pooh music. Okay. Y'all, let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, I was in one of those moods that I was just fidgety. I was fidgety. Oh, Big Fatty. And I was handling my fidgetiness by snicker snacking. And y'all, it's never good. Never good when you just sit there and snicker snack. But y'all, I was checking on my to see if my homeowner's insurance had been paid. You know that I told you all about that. What's on your mind, Big Fatty? Yes. Y'all, it still has not been paid. But y'all, the lady I spoke to said I told her I was going to check with my insurance company just to make sure they sent it to the correct fax number. And y'all, I did that, and it indeed was the correct fax number, and the mortgage company said they never got it. Big Fatty, were they out of paper in the mechanical? I don't know, but anyway. So the lady had sent me an e-letter saying they hadn't found it, and she says, can you get her to e-letter it to us? I said, yes. So I called, and the nice lady again, different nice lady. I didn't catch her name, but she said it, but I just didn't catch it. Big Fatty, should she throw it out again? No. Anyway, I read the directions directly to her, and y'all, I asked her to send me a copy of what she sent to them. So y'all, I sent it. That was e-lettered on a Monday evening, Tuesday, y'all, there's a little hint that something's going on, because it was showing on the mortgage website how much my homeowner's insurance was due on April the 15th. Now it was the wrong number, but y'all, that number disappeared. The correct number did not appear, but y'all, that tells me that something has happened. So I don't know. We'll keep you informed about it. But anyway, I turned on, you know, the Atlanta Braves. They're playing in Houston. The Astronauts. They're playing the Houston Astronauts, I think the Atlanta Braves won. I think they beat I don't know that for sure. Wait, I've got the cellular telephonic device here. One moment, please. We'll just check it right now. Fatty, we've got other things to do. Well, it's true. We do have other things to do. But anyway, y'all, I did not stay up and watch the whole game because, you know, I'm old. Let's see here. Monday's results. 6-1. They beat them 6-1. Yes, Big Fatty, only you and Mean Keen cares. Well, maybe so. But anyway, y'all, slept like a baby, y'all. And y'all, I had the best nipper nap, I'm telling you, on Monday afternoon. But y'all, slept like a baby. Woke up just before Miss Gail King came on the air. Got up, read my paper, did my puzzles, had my coffee. Y'all had another one of those blueberry bagels for my brofkas. And y'all, then I was off. I was off on the morning nipper walk. Did Fat Acres. And then y'all paused in the middle for my senior size class. We were back at it. We were not closed today. Tuesday. And did that. And then I did the big circle and came back. Y'all, on my way back, the nip sent me a textimonium, says, everybody, I have to be out of the nip hut, the nip hut at 12:30 for the cleaners to come. And I said, yes, well, I've got to be out of the villa at 1 p.m. when Hortensia comes. He goes, well, would you like to go with me to the Costco? I said, yes. So y'all, I didn't even shower or anything. I just hopped in the Nipmobile, and y'all, we were off. We were off to the Costco. Y'all, I didn't need a thing, but y'all, they had several things that I got. And one of them, y'all, the Sam's Club doesn't carry, they used to carry these, but they don't anymore. But the Costco did. Y'all, it's the boneless country style, not spelled C-U-N-T, country style poke ribs, the boneless ones. Now the Sam's Club's got the bone in, but these were the boneless ones. So y'all, I picked up a big old package of them. I'm going to split it into two or three meals. And y'all, I picked up another bag of that pre-cooked, chopped up real bacon, because y'all, I found that I can make the shishimeat rice with that, and it tastes just as good as if I fried the bacon, and y'all, it's less mess, I tell you. And y'all, then the reason you are bananas today, y'all, I was perusing the frozen novelty case, and y'all, there they were, y'all. It was the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. It was sliced bananas dipped in the Reese's Peanut Butter, or covered in the Reese's Peanut Butter, and then dipped in the chocolate. Now, y'all, I have not tried them, but I thought, yes, I will purchase those. So, y'all, I made my selections. The Nip, he went in for milk and wine and Jimmy Dean English muffin breakfast sandwiches and something else. I don't remember what else he needed. And y'all, $186 later, he walked out of the store. But anyway, y'all got back here to the villa, and Hortensia was still busy at work. And y'all, she just finished up a few minutes ago. And y'all, as soon as I finish this, I've got to go and get my share, because y'all, we're going to be heading over to Shady Pines. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat and sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Big Fatty, this is Ken from Connecticut. I just want to put my wager in on the men's basketball game NCAA tournament. I have to go with the defending champions, the UConn Huskies. Tell me when I win money.
Dig, I see y'all. That, of course, is the number one fan of the BFO for 2024, Ken from the Connecticut. And Ken, I've had that call for a while, and guess what? You won money!
Big Fatty. Hello. It's Amy. Do you remember me? Kodak, hello, hi, I'm Poodle, I'm Squeaky, hi everybody. So I have escaped the black hole that had sucked me in, called kids, and work, and moving, and life, and I wanted to call and check in and say hello, thanks for the birthday wishes. I miss everybody so much. Everything's fine here. We're under severe weather here in the Kentuckys. They're actually sending my kids home 3 hours early. What's up with that? But that's it. Just calling to say hello. And I love you guys. And I'll do better. Okay. Bye.
Yeah, gussie. Y'all, first of all, Amy, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And it has been numerous months of Sundays since we've heard from you. Y'all, if you don't recognize that voice, y'all, that is the one and only Amy Kodak Coles. And if I remember correctly, Amy, didn't you used to live in Arizona or New Mexico or someplace like that? I can't remember, but I want to place you in one of those two places. B, Fanny, why do you need to place her anywhere? Well, because she says she's moved to my old Kentucky home. Oh, yes, Big Fanny, she's going to be raising bourbon and racing. She's going to be doing something with bourbon and horses. Well, that's probably true. Y'all, I bet she's getting her Kentucky Derby mint julep ready for the Derby. You know, that's Mother's Day weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. And but Amy, such a nice surprise to hear from you. Y'all, I've had that call for a while, too. And y'all, I'm trying to catch up on the voice letters. And anyway, but Amy, y'all, for one thing, Amy has her name, Amy Kodak Coles, because y'all, the first few years of Pride 48 out there in Lost Wages, y'all, she was designated the official photographer, the cinematographer, if you will, of Pride 48, y'all. She took pictures. She took the pictures of everybody, and y'all, it was just lovely having her there. And y'all, I think she met Miss Bacon at one of the Pride 48 events, and y'all, she's named all of her children after Miss Bacon. They're all named Baby Kathleen, and y'all, I'm sure it's quite confusing, but Big Fatty the Hatterina used to call you your brother's names all the time. Well, it was usually all three of us that were in trouble. Yes, Big Fatty. So if she just hollers out, Kathleen, stop that, maybe they'll all stop that. Well, maybe so. But Amy, thank you so much for the call. And yes, please do stay in touch. I had no idea you were still listening to the little show. And y'all, that's just, this is, y'all, it's almost like it was Lurker Week. Big Fatty, we hadn't had one of those in a while. It's true, but maybe soon. And y'all, before the time gets away from me, y'all, I've got to tell you, I have asked Mrs. Lauren to give me some fresh show art. Y'all, you can only see it over at the BFO, the WWW, and y'all, she's giving me show art, one new one for Shart Week, and another new one for a new segment Big Fatty's going to be starting fairly soon. So, y'all, be on the lookout for Miss Lauren's of Bibi. Miss Lauren's what am I trying to say? We don't know her accomplishments. And Mrs. Lauren, you just keep them coming. You don't have to have Big Fatty give you an idea. Just, yes, Big Fatty. Anyway. Maybe a downtown one. I don't know. Big Fatty. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all, like I said, I've got to hurry up and get this thing bounced and posted, because y'all heading over to Fat Acres. Not Fat Acres. Big Fatty, just shut it down. Just shut it down. Daniel, what would you think if he shut it down?
My hopes have been dashed.
Oh, no. You would be upset if he shut it down? I'm confused.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-784-6331. Ruined One and leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.